The next patient is Olga Berry. The last name is B-E-R-R-Y. First name, Olga, O-L-G-A. This is the clinical case of a 90-year-old Jamaican female. I was admitted to the hospital complaining of abdominal pain, abdominal discomfort. The patient had a bowel obstruction that was generated by the hernia. The patient had difficulty swallowing. She stayed in the hospital for almost 4 weeks. And finally, the intestinal obstruction subsided without intervention. The patient has been able to tolerate the diet. All the parameters are getting much better compared to when she was in the hospital. We know that Mrs. Berry is a CKD3A. The serum creatinine is 0.95, the BUN17, and the estimated GFR is 57 mLs per minute. The serum electrolytes are normal. The patient is recovering from the anemia that she was with. The hemoglobin has gone from 10 to 10.7. Number two, arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension has been under fair control, 164 over 86. To the physical examination, the patient has a pitting edema 2 over 4 in the lower extremities. We are going to add the torsemide, 20 milligrams 3 times a week, and she is to continue taking the antihypertensives. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, a history of renal artery stenosis. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, iron deficiency that was present in the past. At this point, we are going to avoid the oral administration of iron to prevent abdominal problems with constipation. We're going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. I invested 20 minutes reviewing the two admissions and the imaging. I will, as well as the lab, in the face-to-face, 20 minutes in the documentation, 10 minutes.